Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Backyard basketball on Thursday, Pitt-Notre Dame on Saturday, Steelers-Bengals on Sunday. So much to get into with Jeff. So little time. The Hawk Report is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Join for just $5 if you live in Allegheny, Beaver, or Butler counties. That's the Hawk Report, Harry. The Hawk Report with Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I heard you're blowing your nose. I'm in the same boat. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. It's cold, you know, and the nose is saying it's too damn cold. Like we're loving this 50s and 60s.
Yeah, you know? I don't even know that I'm sick. I just think that I'm a baby and it's the temperature changing. Jeff.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. And we're still like, we just finally turned on the heat, but really low. So it's cold in the house. So, you know.
First day that there's even a slight breeze, I turn the heat on because, again, I am soft. Jeff, before we get into the Steelers, before we get into the basketball game on Thursday, although we can do more of that on Thursday when we talk to you, what did you make of Pat Narduzzi's comments that have now gone national coming out of the Pitt press conference yesterday?
About how Notre Dame wasn't a must win?
Yes.
I mean, it's rooted in fact in that they want to get to the ACC championship game. I don't know if I would have said it. Because it is such a big game. It's an important game. Fans are getting excited for the game after a 5-game winning streak. I don't know if he's dropping that a little bit, just like, hey, if we lose this game, it's not all over. You know, I told you this game wasn't a must win. I mean, listen, Pat says a lot of stuff. So you could probably every week take something that's just Pat. And I think his point was more like, hey, we're playing for the ACC. And maybe he could have said, oh, this is a big, important game for us. But, you know, it's not a conference game, you know, or something. Or he could have really, like, jabbed Notre Dame and say, well, you know, for those of us in a conference, this is a big game.
Yeah, that's what happened. The Texas Tech coach took a pot shot at Notre Dame just yesterday. I am leaning towards the side, Jeff, of him playing chess, not checkers. I think he expects to beat Notre Dame. I think he thinks they can beat Notre Dame. But I think he's guarding against Notre Dame beating them twice if it shouldn't go in their favor. Because it's going to feel like the entire college football universe is watching on Saturday. And it will be. And you don't want the deflation if your team does happen to fall short. And you don't want Notre Dame to beat you against Georgia Tech, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and, you know, he talked about the hype. You know, I don't care about all that stuff. Well, yeah, you do, because you want that stuff to the program. Now, do you want your kids to buy into it so much that they're not concentrating because they think they're all that? No, but you want the hype. You want people on campus. You want to show, you know, you want those feature stories about what Pitt football is like and about guys that have had success and about Kyle Lewis, whose name doesn't get out there a ton. And also about Mason Heinchel. I mean, it's two freshman quarterbacks that will be, you know, taking over a game, which thankfully is at noon and not at 7:30.
I can't wait, Jeff. I'm just going to be honest to everyone out there, as I always am. I'm more excited about that game than I am the Steelers game, and it's not even close. But we're gonna,
and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to have something else for a week. It's not that Steelers game doesn't matter, but there's more to discuss than just what happened, which I'm sure we'll dive into now.
We are at this exact moment, a segue from Jeff Hathorn, who joins us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, you comb over these Mike Tomlin press conferences with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, I've watched every Tomlin press conference, been a part of a bunch of them through the years. That was as gruff, as smarmy, as frustrated as I can ever remember him being, as curt after a loss. Did you hear it and see it the same way? And why do you think that is, if you agree?
I mean, I think it's 11:30, and well, probably more like midnight by the time he talked. He saw what we saw. And here's what I think it really is. We keep asking the same questions because the same problems keep occurring. And that, I think, was at least one or two of his answers is, guys, we've gone over this. Well, yeah, we wouldn't ask you the same question if the same thing wasn't happening.
Right.
If the same roller coaster wasn't occurring. So, I get it. And I get the, you know, how would you evaluate Rodgers? Well, you watched it. Well, yeah, I watched it, but people want to know what you think. And I, in a way, I'm glad there's some frustration. Not that he doesn't care, but, you know, that he was ticked off about what happened. But I think that's Mike knowing that they've got some really talented pieces and they're just not putting it together consistently.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, Odyssey Sports Director. Do you think Tomlin's concerned about the way that Rodgers performed, and are you concerned about him showing his age now moving forward?
Yeah, only if this happens for another game or two. I mean, it's one game. Every quarterback has bad games. You know, Ben at the height of his powers would have bad games. So it was a bad game. And as much as Aaron, you know, Aaron was horrible, but the offensive line wasn't great. Receivers weren't getting open. I mean, it'd be one of those where if you had recess in elementary school, only Jalen Warren could go.
Right.
Everyone else had to stay in the room and work on something. And we'll see how quickly this gets to Mike and how all of us will shout over each other to try to ask it. How is Jalen Warren only getting 14 touches? A guy who can protect the passer. He can pick up the blitz. Like, he's not like, well, you can't put him out there on third down. No. And I realize you only have 50 snaps offensively, which is really bad in itself. But, like, shake it up. You're not converting any third downs. I think Gainwell's a nice piece, but Jalen was on a roll, like, ride that hot hand. That's what you said you were going to do when you had the three-headed tailback situation.
Yeah, I thought it was really strange that Caleb Johnson got those touches around the goal line of all places when, I don't know if you remember the Seattle game, but he's not exactly a friend of the goal line, that Caleb Johnson. And sure. Then for Kenneth Gainwell to play more snaps than Warren is just unforgivable for me. And I'm so tired, Jeff, of hearing that you don't have enough snaps and that's why he's not in as much or getting as many totes. If he was playing more and you were handing it to him more, maybe he'd have more snaps. And I think the one moment of the game that really crystallizes that is he has the run where he jumps over a dude. Then he gets a 5-yard run. Then he gets a 3-yard run. It's 3rd and 2. You burn a timeout and then Rodgers gets sacked. Hand the ball off to Warren there.
Yeah, maybe I understand you taking him out if it's 3 straight runs and it's 3rd and 2 and he needs a break. Like, he's exhausted. Like, that part. But to your point, there was a timeout.
Yes.
So you had an opportunity to get a little bit of a rest. I mean, the third downs was historically bad. I mean, it wasn't until the Chargers said, here you go, have a third down, that they converted a third down. I mean, it was – and again, they all were bad. I mean, Aaron will be the focal point, and Arthur's plan wasn't great. Like, all of it factored in to what we saw, and it was just – I mean, listen, these guys got to get open. I mean, watch that back and you see times where he's back to pass. And I mean, he doesn't have any, even the interception to Metcalf. I mean, it was a well-guarded play. It was a bad throw, but it was a well-guarded play. And I mean, he had to be perfect. And I also do want to say this, just as a exhale, Chargers are pretty good. Maybe not that good defensively, but it's a pretty good football team.
Jeff, is this now the time, because guys aren't getting open, where you take the old duster off and play the slightly used Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
Yeah, I think so. I wonder if, you know, with the fumble on that punt, if Keyshawn cost himself a roster spot for a week. And I like the way he's been returning kicks. And, you know, Collinsworth pointed out in that game that that was a tough punt to catch because of the spin that it had. But still, is that the excuse of, all right, we're going to make this move this week and elevate Scantling? I mean, you got to find something. You got to find somebody that can get open. And that's tight ends too. I mean, tight ends got to find their way to get open. It's just, Jonnu had two targets. Darnell had one. I mean, Pat got open a few times and they found him a couple of times, but man, it was horrible. And now you're facing a Cincinnati team where, you know, their defense stinks, but your offense better be on because Cincy's going to score some points.
Yeah, it's a different kind of pressure because you feel like you should be able to put up points at will, but if you don't, not so great. Jeff, last thing. Goodbye, Juan Thornhill. I mean, holy cow. Never has a guy who has played that sparingly or that poorly ever made as many waves as Juan Thornhill.
From a pure media standpoint, I shed a tear because he was a nice guy to talk to. He would say interesting things. But I will say this, they were upset when they lost Sebastian Castro. Like they really liked him. Like he was somebody they wanted to kind of grow with, but at the time they just didn't have the right roster situation and they wanted to give Thornhill a little bit of a run and good for them to get him back. I mean, I think he's, I don't know if he's going to factor much this year, but he's a guy they're excited about.
Jeff, wonderful stuff as always. We'll table the backyard basketball conversation for Thursday, but looking forward to discussing that with you and more on Steelers, Bengals, and Pitt Notre Dame. Thanks, buddy.
Stay warm.
You too. Jeff Hathorn with the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Jeff brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. We will get into some of what Jeff had to say when we come back, react to his comments. I'm also interested in whether or not you feel like the Steelers defense has begun turning the corner. The Packers only scored 7 yesterday at home, which has me wondering some things. Want your opinion on it too at 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Bengals at the Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern, then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. All on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Has the Steelers defense started to turn the corner? 412-928-9370. I think you can make a compelling argument for yes, and I think you can make a compelling argument for no. I watched the Packers last night against the Philadelphia Eagles. They were at home at Lambeau Field. They got shut out in the first half. They scored 7 points. They didn't even accrue 300 yards of total offense. Yet they look like the greatest show on turf, particularly in the second half against that Steelers defense. So that would be a point in the no category. Points in the yes, they've turned the corner category. Go for shutting down the Indianapolis Colts, forcing 6 turnovers, sacking Daniel Jones 5 times, and then really creating a similar amount of havoc against the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, teams have been getting the ball out quick against Pittsburgh. That's not just a recent problem. That is something that's been happening for a couple of years now. But Herbert got rid of the ball in 2.25 seconds, and yet, and still, was pressured 30 times. Most of quarterbacks been pressured all year. He was sacked 5 times. He should have thrown 2 interceptions. Have the Steelers maybe found something out on how to create pressure even when the quarterback's getting rid of the ball quickly? Maybe. I'm interested in where you come down on it at 412-928-9370. I'm somewhere in between. I'd like to see the Steelers slow down Flacco and those Bengals wide receivers. Like, that was not a bad defensive performance against Los Angeles. That was an elite defensive performance against Indy. If they hold on to a couple of picks, I mean, Joey Porter Jr., my God, man, he turns into Ike Taylor. I wish he was Ike Taylor in his coverage, but he's adopted the hands of Ike. Perhaps Ike left them behind when they honored the 2005 Super Bowl championship team. You got to make that play. Kyle Duggar on the tip ball near the goal line. You've got to make that play. And if they do, are we talking about a similar Steelers defensive performance? Not in a win because the offense was too bad, but maybe it turns the game. Are we talking about a Steelers defense that has 10 sacks and 8 turnovers the last 2 games, if they had just made 1 routine play and 1 difficult play, but 1 that should have been made? 412-928-9370. I'm doing a lame radio host thing right now. Ask me again after Cincinnati. You find a way to slow down the Bengals' prolific passing attack, I'll be bought into the defense. Because they played well enough to win. And I don't love giving brownie points because it's the most expensive defense in the NFL, and this should be the expectation week in and week out. But I thought they played a winning defensive performance against the Chargers. I do. And they showed that they can slow a team down even if they don't get turnovers. That's actually a good thing. Now, they haven't shown that they can win without getting turnovers this year. They're 1-3 when they lose the turnover battle. That's no good. But they did show a little bit that they can slow down a team even when they don't get those turnovers. Texter, Porter didn't have interceptions in college. He can't catch either. Well, yeah, there's that. Texter, Adam, the Chargers were down both starting tackles. Yes, I know that. And they did what they were supposed to do, largely against them. Now, you're still waiting for damn TJ Watt to be more impactful. I realize he made a play late, and he did deflect a pass. And Alex Highsmith is now eating because of all the attention that is being paid to TJ Watt. We saw the stat that NBC flashed that Watt has been chipped more than any player in football this year, over 100 times. Meanwhile, the next closest two guys were, 65 and 62? Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons. I mean, this is where you try to move TJ around, right? Except here's the dirty little secret. He doesn't want to be moved around. Texter, no Crowley. The Steelers' defense hasn't turned the corner. Chargers were missing all pro tackles. We're down to their fourth and fifth OTs and third string running back. Yeah, and the third string running back ate too. Indy game, great. Chargers game, pretty good. Slow down Cincinnati, I'll start to buy in. But I'm not there yet, because that's a good point with the running back. Like, that can't happen. Texter, you sound like Jack Hillgrove. Thought it was Jack the first 3 minutes I was listening. Well, everyone else is off today. Doran's out today. Meanwhile, Bubba and Mel, they're gone. I'm guessing the station across the street, they're off today. They never miss a time to get off. What am I doing? I'm fighting a vicious head cold, and I came in. What an idiot I am. But there's nothing else to listen to today, so ha, you're stuck with me. And that's why I sound like Jack, because he's got a grovelly, masculine voice, and, well, I'm stuffed up and my throat hurts, so that's why I sound like this
today. I'm still here.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Did we make a terrible decision?
What?
Coming into work today?
Yeah.
We should be celebrating veterans. Texter. Vegas almost always knows best. Notre Dame is giving Pitt 10.5 points. This is with Pitt being at home. The outcome of this game is inevitable. Well, not necessarily. I actually saw that spread initially and thought 10.5, that's showing Pitt a lot of respect, because we know how people bet Notre Dame. And we know that Notre Dame is in a position to make the college football playoff. And we know that Notre Dame was in the national championship game last year. So 10.5 wasn't all that big. Now it ballooned to 12.5 after Narduzzi's comments and has nestled nicely now at 11.5. Yeah, it would be an upset, obviously, for Pitt. But I actually thought that line was showing Pitt a little bit of respect. 412-928-9370. If you want to talk about the Steelers' defense, Pitt, Notre Dame, we'll take your calls. 412-928-9370. And we'll take them at the end of the Who Wants to Be Smarter Than a Plumber segment. We are on a 4-game losing streak against Southside Jake. I don't have my teammate today. Oh, my gosh.
I'm here.
So I'm going to lose a fifth straight to Jake when we return. And then your phone calls. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet me at _Crowley. Adam Crowley, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's right. Who wants to be smarter than a plumber? With Southside Jake, no Doran today, but Harry and I will put our heads together and try to end a four-week losing streak. Jake, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing today?
Good morning, man. I was really hoping Doran was going to be back so he could help you out. You know, I'm getting tired of winning. I'm tired of winning.
Well, sometimes you got to take responsibility and you got to do it yourself. But I don't have to do it myself. I've got Harry with me, and we're going to kick ass.
That's true. Let's go. All right. Let's get down to the first question, unless you have something else you want to talk
about. Nope, let's do it, baby.
All right. As always, Lifeline, 50-50, and Harry, obviously, you're using Harry every question, probably.
Let's go.
All right, first question. Trade deadline last week. We all know the Steelers did nothing. That was real good. Which of these players holds the record for most times traded in their NFL career?
Oh, I like this.
A, Brandon Cooks. B, Randy Moss. C, DeSean Jackson. Or D, Odell Beckham Jr.?
I would like a 50-50.
50-50. We are A, Brandon Cooks. Or C, DeSean Jackson.
Those were the two that I was torn between, of course, but I think it's Brandon. I think it's Brandon Cooks.
Final answer.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Bang!
He has been traded four times in his entire career.
Let's go!
He is tied with Eric Dickerson and Kiko Alonso for the most times traded in a career.
Both big play, take the top off the defense guys, Jackson and Cooks. Cooks has had those concussion issues. All right, question two. Let's go.
Question two. This one is a little bit tougher. NFL record. This player has been a member of 14 different NFL teams. That is the record of most guy being rostered.
I think I know this, but go on.
Who is it? A, QB Mike Glennon. C, kicker Shane Graham. C, wide receiver Andre Roberts. Or D, QB Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson, D, final answer.
Oh, my God.
I've done it! Harry, we did it! Yes! Yes!
Fun fact, Josh Johnson, after you're done celebrating, of course, fun fact, Josh Johnson is still active in the NFL and is on the Washington Commanders roster.
Do you know how many teams? 14, you said?
14.
That is gross. That's a lot of moving. It's a lot of U-Hauls. All right.
And you know what? His rookie year was 2008.
Good for him, man. You hang around. That's a great job. What's a better job, Harry? Backup NFL quarterback who plays on 14 different teams or unemployed college football coach? Because those guys just be raking in the cash for nothing.
I'd rather sit around and make money than not.
Hey, me too. Oh, all right, not that we need to ask the final question. There will be no extra point, but I want to go 3-for-3 with Harry. Let's do it.
You broke the streak. I'm happy for you. True or false? Mike Tomlin has a winning record without Ben Roethlisberger. Total, 95 games, including playoffs.
True.
False. 46-48-1 is his record without Ben Roethlisberger.
Man. Including playoffs.
Including playoffs.
I know, you dirty dog. You dirty dog. Because that's changed in the last couple of weeks. You dirty dog. All right.
Gotcha.
Two out of three.
Good job today. Great job, Harry. You didn't even be needed. I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Jake. Go fix some furnaces and things of that nature. It's cold.
See you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Southside Jake. How about Brian Kelly is now suing LSU because he says that they're trying to fire him for cause? He wants to recoup all $53 million that they owe him, as is his right. Here's the cause. He sucked. Like, that's not firing for cause. Like, too bad. Like, they're going to start trying to turn over every stone like they did with Les Miles, and probably deservingly so for him. But, hey, you made the mistake by hiring Brian Kelly, and he didn't coach well enough. You're going to have to pay that out. 53 million big ones. Also, Notre Dame, much more likable without Brian Kelly. Like, Pitt fans probably don't want to hear that this week, but I'm sure a lot of you would agree if it wasn't Notre Dame week. Like, Marcus Freeman, cool dude. Would probably love to play for that guy, you know, if I could play college football. I do have eligibility left. 412-928-9370. We asked you before, are you smarter than a plumber? Before, who wants to be smarter than a plumber? Have the Steelers turned the corner defensively? We want your thoughts on that. Also coming up next, Mark Eboli said something on Twitter yesterday that I totally disagree with. We'll address it with him at 8 o'clock, but I want to get my opinion on that first. Caboli had himself a horrendous day yesterday, getting from Los Angeles back to Pittsburgh. He's got a painter at his house right now that showed up at 7 a.m., so he's off to a bad start today. 11 delays yesterday for Caboli, 3 gate changes, 1 maintenance issue, a 3:45 a.m. wake-up call, 18 hours door-to-door, 45 minutes of sleep, and a whole hell of a lot of bitching, he writes, and finally touchdown in Pittsburgh. Then he got caught behind an ambulance in traffic on his way home. So Caboli will be in a chipper mood when we talk to him. He moved from yesterday because of, well, all that, and he'll be with us for the next hour of the show, joining on Zoom. He also tweeted out yesterday because the Bengals brought Joe Burrow back to practice. That this is a good thing for the Steelers, in his opinion, because Joe Burrow could play both games against the Baltimore Ravens. I totally disagree that this is a good thing for the Steelers. I get where he's coming from. I get why most people would probably say, oh yeah, Mark's right. Get Joe Burrow out there a couple of times against the Ravens. Doesn't look like Joe Burrow's going to play this weekend against the Steelers, so you've got a chance to beat Flacco, and then that makes them tougher. Here's why I disagree. The Bengals are coming off a bye. They know if they beat the Steelers, they're a game back in the division. And now they've got a belief. They've got a belief that with Joe Burrow, they can play better football. We've all had ruts in our lives. We've all been stuck in the mud. We've all sort of been meandering through this life at times where you don't feel yourself. And I think Cincinnati got a boost when Joe Flacco came in, and that helped propel them to victory against the Steelers. Then they've lost the last two in heartbreaking fashion, and it seems like there's infighting between the offense and the defense. Some of the quotes from Ja'Marr Chase, some of the quotes from Chase Brown would indicate that there's some finger-pointing going on there in Cincinnati. Well, now you're getting your guy back, your leader, and he's not going to play this weekend. But that might be enough motivation. Hey, if we win against the Steelers, we're a game back with the tiebreaker, and Joe Burrow might be able to get us to the promised land. I don't think that he can, and I'll get to that element of this in a second. But I do think they're going to get an emotional boost this weekend. Just win one more with Flacco, maybe. Or two more with Flacco, maybe. And we're going to get our MVP adjacent quarterback back. I think this is a big boost for their collective psyche. I think it was a perfect time for them to have the bye week. And do I think the Steelers are going to win the game? Yes. But I think the road just got a little bit more difficult. A team that was fixing to come apart at the seams might not be anymore. So that's why I'll disagree with Mark on that point. And then secondly, are they going to be a better football team with Joe Burrow? That might sound insane, but the Bengals' offense has not been the problem. The Bengals' defense is probably the worst that I've seen in the NFL this year. They gave up 47 points against Chicago, including a laughable go-ahead touchdown to their tight end. They gave up 39 points to the New York Jets, a team that had trouble getting to 60 yards passing in two of their recent games. They gave up 31 to the Steelers, 27 to Green Bay, 37 to Detroit, 28 to really not that good of an offense in Denver, 48 to Minnesota, 27 to Jacksonville. This defense is historically bad. And reports yesterday indicate that Trey Hendrickson's probably not going to play against the Steelers. What's my point? The defense is awful, and would Burrow have scored more than 42 against Chicago? I don't know. That's a pretty high bar to hurdle. Would he have scored more than 39 against New York? I don't know. That's a pretty high bar to hurdle. Joe Burrow coming back is going to improve the offense in theory, but the offense ain't broken. T. Higgins is making circus catch after circus catch. Jamar Chase is doing Jamar Chase things, and the Bengals can't stop a nosebleed. So I think the Ravens are going to score 50 on the Bengals both times they play. And I don't think that Joe Burrow is going to score 51. I don't think that the Bengals are destined for success this year. I called that before the season, before the injury, because I didn't believe in the defense, and the defense has been worse than I thought. So it might actually buoy them in this game against the Steelers. Hey, we're getting our guy back. We've got confidence. Let's all rally together around Joe Burrow. Not that he's playing, but just the idea of getting him back. And then I don't think it's going to help the Steelers because I don't think Joe Burrow is going to be the difference between the Bengals beating the Ravens or not. I just don't. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I mean, the Bengals defense blows. I think Harry was saying similar stuff on the morning show, early morning show, right?
Yes, sorry. Yes.
What happened there?
Oh, so I'm writing the rap. You know, I was doing the beats, and I'm glad you turned to me. That's very nice.
Yes, and you didn't disappoint.
No. What was the question?
Great. You were saying similar things about the Bengals in your early morning show.
Yeah, they score a lot, and that's a thing, but their defense is no good. Yeah.
And it just makes me think that Burrow coming back's not going to be that big of a shot in the arm. If the defense routinely goes out there and gives up 40-plus, I think this weekend, you're going to get their best damn shot. And Mike Tomlin struggles against Joe Flacco. That's documented. We saw it just a couple of Thursdays ago. That's real. And they're going to be thinking, hey, we're going to get Joe back. We did this last year. We were 4-8. We came a tiebreaker or two away from making the playoffs. We're going to rally around this guy again. It's going to buoy their confidence for this game. But then when Burrow comes back, Oh, they're going to score 60? They might have to. It's a terrible defense.
It's such a weird team when you think about it.
We talked about this, a couple of weeks ago. You can make the argument that the Bengals have done worse things to Joe Burrow than the Pirates have to the Pirates about Paul Skeens. Like, Paul Skeens is one guy who goes every fifth day. This is a franchise quarterback. This just in. You need one of those to win a Super Bowl. It's the most important position in all of sports. They haven't fixed the offensive line enough, so he keeps getting hurt. And then defensively, it's a clown car.
Well, at least the Bengals made it to a Super Bowl.
They did, and they missed their shot, man. They missed their shot.
One drive.
It was like Dan Marino. Like, when you never know if you're going to get back. You never know, and I don't think they're ever going to get back.
You know, there's one thing I do remember about that game real quick. Chris Collinsworth was like, oh, don't worry, they'll be back. We'll see this guy again in the Super Bowl. And I'm like, are you sure about that?
You know what? That's what people said about Russell Wilson, too, when he threw that interception.
And, well, they had already won the Super Bowl.
I know, but people think it's easy. And, you know, Crosby, they get there in 08, they go back in 09, and then it looked like, shoot, they're not going to do it again. You got Mike Johnston in there. It's not easy. Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl with that franchise. Now, They could Stafford him, right? Or who knows? But he is never going to win a Super Bowl with the Bengals. He just isn't. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We're going to be joined by Mark Cabali coming up next for a full hour. Mark had himself a hellacious travel day yesterday. Why was Tomlin so aggravated after the game? Aggravated in a way that we haven't really ever seen from him. We'll get Mark's thoughts and opinions on that coming up next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high at 38, low at 23. Tomorrow, it warms up a little bit. We get into the mid-40s, high of 46, low of 34. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.